Recording started.
Good morning, and welcome to our 10 at 10, our midweek prayer. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me, it is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Since we take 3 deep breaths in, let us be intentional that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing breath of God itself. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As we take our second deep breath in, let us bring our attention into our heart space, into the cave, the sanctuary of the soul. And if you wish, you can put your hands there to connect with your heartbeat. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. And as we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious and intentional that for the next 9 or so minutes, we are communing with the source of all that is, the ground of being, the ultimate reality, God, our divine beloved. Inhale. Hold. Gently. Slowly release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 19 from Psalms for Wholeness, the Psalms for Praying and Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Merrill. The heavens declare the glory of the Creator. The firmament proclaims the handiwork of love. Day to day speech pours forth, and night to night knowledge is revealed. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet does their music resound through all the earth, and their words echo to the ends of the world. In them a tent for the sun is set, which is like a bride and groom on their wedding night, as they sing love songs and celebrate the dance of life. Its rising is in eternity, and its circuit to infinity. Nothing is hidden from the sunlight. The law of love is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of love is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of love are right, rejoicing the heart. The authority of love is pure, enlightening the eyes. The spirit of love is glorious, enduring forever. The rites of love are true, awakening compassion. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them are the loving guided. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own weaknesses? Cleanse me, O love, from all my hidden faults. Keep me from boldly acting in error, Let my fears and illusions not have dominion over me. Then shall I become a beneficial presence, freely and fully surrendered to your love. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart find favor in your heart, O my beloved, my strength and my joy. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into presence to commune with you, thou who art the spirit within, the life force, the energy that circulates, that is flowing right here, right now, in and through and as us. Cleanse us from all our faults, from our shortcomings, our irritations, our erroneous beliefs, our fears, our lack of faith. Cleanse us of anything that makes us feel that we are somehow separate from you. Cleanse us from the idea that we are less than. Cleanse us from the belief that we are separate or different from one to another. Cleanse us of the idea that we can run round and rule this earth, dominate and do all the things that we are doing without the consequences. Cleanse us from the belief that we have the right to pollute the earth, the waters, the air. Cleanse us from greed and selfishness. Cleanse us from feeling that we are separate from all sentient beings on this planet at this time. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, embolden us that we may truly be a beneficial presence on this earth at this time. That we surrender anything and everything that is not of your spirit, that is not of love, that is not of compassion, that is not of kindness. Divine Beloved, ground of being, thou who art omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent, as we consciously are communing with you at this time, we take a moment just to rest in the silence where no words are needed and you simply know the content of our heart. At this time, we're remembering all those that are suffering, whether it be from the coronavirus, whether it be from a situation beyond their control, for the refugees in Lebanon and Syria, for those in Yemen, for those in, of course, Africa, for all the things that we have forgotten, for all the situations that are no longer in the news, for all the suffering of our fellow brothers and sisters across the globe. We hold them in our hearts, knowing that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For our individual and collective needs, we bring before you. We place them at the altar as our teacher advocated. And we step up in faith to do what is ours to do and to trust that you will touch the hearts of those that they may do their part as well. O Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as you cleanse and purify our hearts and minds this morning, may we truly stay consciously connected to you at all times, in all ways, and in all places. And when our little small egoic nature tries to rise, may we remember our true identity, that we are made in your image and likeness of health, of wholeness, and perfection. May we call back to remembrance that we are children of the Most High God, made in your image and likeness. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is the ultimate reality. Allow these words to permeate in and through it as us. May they register in consciousness and abide in our hearts. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in, allow these words to permeate your being. And now silently to yourself, let us affirm our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. Allow our prayer of intention to resonate within you. My beloveds, I wish you a very happy and blessed Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we meet again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.